Her name is Heather Ward. The album is Honey Sweets on the Street Where You Live, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find a link to our own player, as well as to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other online players, and our listen by phone feature at 631-359-8728.
Buckwheat cakes along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes that sets my heart to aching. It can't be your chocolate cake or your Irish stew. It can't be your chocolate cake that makes me fond of you. It's buckwheat cakes along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes that sets my heart to aching.
What about my girlish ways and my pretty hair? What about my girlish ways? Or maybe you don't care.
No, it ain't your girlish ways or your pretty hair. No, it ain't your girlish ways that makes me sit and stare. It's buckwheat cakes along with crispy bacon. Yes, it is your buckwheat cakes that sets my heart to aching. Smile or your dimpled chin. No, it ain't your friendly smile that brings me back again. It's buckwheat cakes, because I'm only human. I just love the buckwheat cakes made by a pretty woman. I just love the buckwheat cakes made by a pretty woman.
Paw, quit your kidding.
Astute Brigadiers will note that that was Buddy Ebsen singing. A little harder to recognize Darlene from the Mickey Mouse Club. She accompanied him in buckwheat cakes, and that's for somebody making pancakes right now, Jim, up at his cabin. Thank you for your request this morning. We're going to play charades with our brigade charade in just a few moments right here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Para Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Para Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at para.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Our solar concert series is continuing through the end of August. Every Thursday at 12:15, we present it in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. We had a great time with Bombici last week, and it was great to see a lot of Saturday Light Brigade listeners there. This week, Devilish Mary, July 31st at our Nova Place stage. They'll be there Thursday, July 31st with Appalachian and Irish Tunes, 12:15. Until 1 o'clock. You can see the full schedule at slbradio.org. You can also hear Devilish Mary this morning live on the radio at 11 o'clock. let's play a game of charades, shall we? Brigade Charades is the name of the game. We have to use language because radio is the medium that has figured out how to filter out images so that they don't get to your home. So I'll give you a clue. I'll let you know we're looking for a three-syllable word, three syllables. The clue is station. Station. Syllable one, limited time period. Syllable two, group of guys. Syllable three, hole-making tool. Once again, the clue is station. Syllable one, limited time period. Syllable two, group of guys. Syllable three, hole making tool. Remember, spelling does not count when we play Brigade Charades.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right, with a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode till he came to Miss Mousie's door, where he'd often been before. Miss Mousie came a-trippin' down, green glass slippers and a golden gown. He took Miss Mouse upon his knee, and he said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent, oh, I would not marry the president. Old Rat laughed till he shook his sides, to think Miss Mousie would be a bride. What will the wedding supper be? Beans and a black eyed pea. What more will the wedding supper be? Buttercups and dewdrop tea. Chemo, chemo, chemo key. Way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, kimeo. The first came in was a silver moth. Spread her wings for a tablecloth. The next came in was a bumblebee, set a little banjo on her knee. The next came in was the old gray goose, picked up his fiddle and he cut loose. The next came in were two little ants. Well, they stood up to have it dance. Honeymoon right away. Now they live far off in a hollow tree, where they have good health and children three. Chemo, chemo, chemo key. Way down yonder in
Ketchikamio, Kimo, Kamo, Kamo, Kiyo, way down yonder in a hollow tree. Now we're the bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, Ketchikamio.
Come by here, my lord. Come by here. Come by here, my lord. Come by here. Come by here.
great folk singer Barbara Dane here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's a beautiful song. She was active for a long, long time. Died at the age of 97. Back in late October. And you also heard Elizabeth Mitchell with Froggy Went Courting. We're getting lots of answers to our brigade charade, and we shall reveal the correct answer in just a moment. And then I also, we have a request that was made by Chris. Chris, I haven't forgotten you. We'll have that coming up as soon as we can. Not too long from now. Our brigade charade. The clue is station. Syllable one, limited time period. Syllable two, group of guys, adult guys. Syllable three, hole making tool. Or we could have said the dishwasher detergent endorsed by Leon Redbone. Spelling does not count. Put those words together, you should get a three-syllable word. That means station. Let's see who got it so far. Tom and McCandless scores another charge for this morning. Russ got it, and he showed his work, too. And a correct answer also from Tommy in Virginia and Mike and Mars. Good morning to Jess, who solved our history riddle earlier today, George Bernard Shaw, who we were looking for in our last hour. And our brigade charade, we're going to give you the answer now. It's terminal. A limited time period is a term. A group of guys is men, and a hole making tool is an awl, A-W-L. Put them together and you get term men awl, term men awl, which is a station if it's a railroad station or a plane station, a terminal. Well done. Well, if you came up with it, we'll have a haiku puzzle for you in just a few moments. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Joyce Megerson Moore here today. And Joyce is going to join us to talk about New Horizon Theater and your last chance to see Sistas, the musical, which runs today and tomorrow. Good morning, Dr. Moore. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I've missed you. Happy belated anniversary to you. I know you and Mr. Moore had a milestone anniversary. And
we did.
Sounds like
I
you had a great
everybody,
time.
Everybody, that's a long time, but you know, I was a child bride. So don't try to figure my age from that number.
No, you can't. You can't do
that. We had a great time with that, with our celebrations here in Pittsburgh and also in Arkansas where we got married.
Oh, it goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, can't believe it.
Ricky and I are, gosh, coming up on 37, and it seems like yesterday.
Oh, I tell you.
It seems just like yesterday.
Well,
you probably saw, there were probably some brothers and sisters. Sisto's the musical. I don't know anything about the plot.
It is wonderful. People are loving it. I'm loving it. I watch it every night we present it, and I can't get enough of it. So it's a lot of music from the 30s, the 60s, and the 90s with Billie Holiday and Beyonce music and I Will Survive. And the audience is just having a ball with it. And so are our wonderful women on stage who are portraying these sisters who are going through the attic of their grandmother who passed away recently, and they're just reliving her life through the items that they're finding in the basement. I mean, excuse me, in the attic.
What a great concept. And I'm looking at the photo at New Horizon Theater's website, and you can see five women who look to be having the time of their lives as they interpret these songs. It looks like it is almost like going to a concert as well as a play. Oh,
it is. And some of the people are coming out saying, I saw it said musical, but I didn't realize it was going to be like this. Because there was just some music for everybody, because for all ages. And it's just wonderful singers, actors. They can move on stage, so they have to be, they are a triple threat. So it's five of them, so it's that many threats to, for the audience.
A quintuple threat in addition to that. And it's neat, the music, I'm reading the description, it goes from the Jim Crow era to the 90s, the music, celebrating or celebrating and reflecting on the struggles, joys, and triumphs of being a black woman in America. And what a great opportunity. Now, this one is at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, which lends itself well to this kind of show. And they're at 5941 Penn Avenue, right in East Liberty.
Herb did a great job on the set, Larry. It's just awesome. And it looks just like an attic when they're going through all of the grandmother's clothes and all of her old albums and so forth. There's some sad parts, there's a lot of happy parts. And then there's just a lot of history in there, too, mixed in with all of the great music. And just songs that people would recognize. They have some the Supreme songs are being played, or they're singing them. It's almost like it's being played. We have a live band also with Dwayne Fulton and some wonderful musicians in the background. And then M.J. James did a great job on the choreography. And, of course, Eileen J. Morris always does a wonderful job. But I think she outdid herself this time.
Who was the set designer again?
Herb Newsom. Herb, we've been with for years now. He used to live in New York. Now he lives on the West Coast, but he comes back here all the time and he designs all of our sets. And he's an actor and a writer, and he's a triple threat himself. And so he can just take a set and you feel like you're there. And that's the way this play plays out. You just feel like you're in that attic with these women. The audience, some people are out there singing, including myself, and dancing. I'll own up to it.
Well, you know, I was driving earlier this week, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough came, and it was a later version of it, and I almost, you know, I sped up. I was singing along with it. I felt like getting the hairbrush I keep in my car out and singing into it like it was a microphone, because that song got me through a lot of challenges. We would listen to that song and just, it's amazing. The songs picked, I'm sure, for this musical are really gonna touch people, whether you know it or not. I think most of the songs will be recognizable.
They are. And then the women, you mentioned getting their microphone out, they get a brush out. And they start singing to some of the songs and just passing the brush around and just having a real good time with a lot of the songs. And as I told you, they're doing Beyonce's song. They're doing Mahalia Jackson's song. I mean, it just goes through all of the songs that many people will know because it covers all of these years from the 30s to the 90s.
Well, Sistas, the musical, there are just two more days to catch it. Today, July 26th, 3 and 7:30, and tomorrow, Sunday, July 27th at 3 at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. You can learn more at newhorizontheater.org. And best wishes for a great run, and let's we'll make sure we get to future shows at the beginning of the run, so
I know.
There's more opportunities.
That's part of my fault. I sent them out, and then I was gone. I got caught up too with the anniversary celebrations, and so that's partly my fault. But I hope that you could make it so that you could pull out your brush and sing along with us on some of the songs.
You wonder just how many people do that, but I think a lot of folks love to sing just that way in the brush. Well, thank you, Joyce. It's so good to hear from you.
Thank you, and thank you for getting us on to talk about this show.
You bet.
And I failed to mention that it was written by Dorothy Marsick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
She has Pittsburgh connections, too, because she went to the University of Pittsburgh and got a couple of her degrees from there. And she worked on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as an assistant.
Interesting. And, yeah, and Dwayne Fulton, the musical director, and the director, Eileen Morris, and the great cast.
And Mills James. We won't forget that wonderful choreography.
Thanks so much, Joyce.
Take care. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Joyce Magerson Moore of New Horizon Theater at a.org to go to their website. Our High Clue is coming up in just a moment. Hello to Rich in Edinburgh, who just wrote that his anniversary was yesterday. You heard us talking anniversaries a moment ago. 55 years for BJ and Rich. 55 good years, he notes. Susie also came up with Terminal, as did John and Carrick. Our Brigade Charade Terminal. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where our High Clue is next, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
We planted the cabbage at the end of the garden, sat back home and watched them grow. They ain't much trouble, no one really likes to eat them, except some little tiny bugs that we all know. They don't have to grow in very good soil, so it comes as a kind of a surprise that those cabbage worms will eat them till there ain't nothing left if you don't squash the little butterflies. Come on down, let's go out. We'll have a bug squashing party tonight. We'll squash them little buggers as they begin to flutter till the fingers are turned all white. We'll clean the cabbage worms out of the cabbage patch, and everything will work out right. So come on down, let's go out. We'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Take a ramble through the brambles growing 6 foot tall. Grab some berries and pop them in your mouth. Cause it takes a lot of time to keep your berries healthy. Takes water to keep away the drought. Then them little green bugs will come along and eat until the vines fall over in the rain. But if you grab them little bugs and you squash them in your fingers, then your berry patch is healthy again. Come on down, let's go out. We'll have a bug squashing party tonight. We'll kill them Japanese beetles in the shiny green armor if they don't get away in flight. They're loving each other all over the bushes, completely unaware of their plight. Come on down, let's go out. We'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Now slugs is bugs that nobody loves, but everybody understands that they look disgusting and they taste disgusting and they feel disgusting in your hands. But of all the little bugs that grow in the garden, slugs have a special place in my heart. Cause they like to drink beer, they'll drink any kind of beer, and they never quit drinking once they start. So come on down, let's go out, we'll have a slug drowning party tonight. Cause they can't tell if they're floating in Guinness or swimming in Miller Lite. They ain't particular, they got no taste, and they'll drown in any beer in sight. Now come on down, let's go out, we'll have a slug drowning party tonight. Now I never would have believed I'd be telling my kids it's all right to kill another living thing. And I know what you mean when you tell me even Japanese beetles can learn how to sing. And I agree when you tell me that every living thing should have a chance to live the way that they wish. But if I go and plant it, well then dog nabbit, if you eat it, you're gonna get squished. Well, come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Cause we don't like to spray them, and we don't want to zap them, and we don't want to cause them any fright. If they'd leave us alone, we'd leave them alone, and everything would work out alright. So come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight. Well, come on down, let's go out, we'll have a bug squashing party tonight.
That is Jeff Warner and Yucky Bugs here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And there are a lot out and about. Inside and outside, that was by request from Christopher. Thanks, Christopher. If you missed any features on last week's Saturday Light Brigade, they are available to hear again at the catalog at slbradio.org. They include segments with the Northside Gallery Players. Students we talked with are in elementary school, although older students are involved too. They are getting ready to stage 42nd Street, and you'll hear them talk about getting ready for the play, which will happen a little bit later in September. We'll talk with them too at that time. You also will hear teens from Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Eco Leader Academy program talk about environmental issues and their leadership, and Bomb Beachy. Look for all of these at slbradio.org/catalog, plus hundreds, actually thousands, of past Saturday Light Brigade features. Sun's up and we are glad you are. Hello to Christine. Nice to have you listening. Now it's time for this morning's haiku, 17 syllables, one answer. Ricky, I trust you have audited the haiku. I've got 17 toes and fingers up. Here it is. This insect's name can also mean an extrovert or a swimming move. This insect's name can also mean an extrovert or a swimming move. Do you think you know the correct answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The kind like you see in line at the depot, waiting for the 103, waiting for the 103. At times it's later, coming later than usually. At times it don't come and never picks up him or me.
Wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. Go marching to the table, you get the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table, nothing in my pan. If you say anything about it, you got trouble with a man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy was a mighty fine gal. Little Judy brought jumping to this whole wide world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a while for day. And she brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving and a hollering and a crying. Started me to thinking about my great long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come my woman, how in the world do you know? I can tell her by her apron and that dress she wore, umbrella on the shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Marching up to the captain, says, I want my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boys, you better act right. Well, you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Benson Brockle will arrest you and take you down. And if the jury find you guilty, why, you're Sugarland bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Cisco Houston at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Dan Hicks and Waiting for the 103. Lots of answers are coming into this morning's Haiku. You can join us on the radio if you would like to share your answer. There won't be much of a wait, and unlike what you might, I hope you don't imagine this for us, but like you hear sometimes on radio programs, this is meant to be a relaxing place where we talk about simple yet fun things. So please, by all means, feel free to call us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's the haiku. We're looking for the answer to this. This insect's name can also mean an extrovert or a swimming move. While you work on that, I'll let you know who's come up with correct answers so far. John and Addie in East Deer. Good morning to you both. Mike and Marge got the correct answer, as did Rich in Edinburgh. Tommy in North Chesterfield came up with the correct answer. And John in Economy got it. Larry in Elwood City. So good to see you last week, Larry. Got it. And noted that in Greek, his wife's name, Vanessa, this will be another clue, translates to the answer. So maybe that helps you. A correct answer also from Jim in Blackridge, Patrick in South Park, and to Tom in McCandless, to Russ in North Carolina, John in Carrick, and Susie in Alexandria. We played the song Yucky Bugs earlier, and Carrie in Oil City wrote, when I was a kid, we used to get some kind of reward at the neighborhood playground for how many Japanese beetles we brought to them in a jar. I assume it was based on volume, not on number of Japanese beetles. That would be rough to have to open up the jar and count them all, but maybe how far up the beetles measured. Oh, and she writes, they had to be dead in the jar. She couldn't remember if they got a Tootsie Roll or something else, but they were big contests. And I can remember when Japanese beetles were really prolific and people were trying to catch them. Very similar to the spotted lantern flies these days. Jaylene in Union Hill, Alabama, good morning. She just got the correct answer. And Jaylene, it's nice to have you with us, writing in from Union Hill. The closest I can come to that, Carrie, is my mom once paid me a penny a weed for pulling weeds. And I did sometimes wonder, like, how is she going to know? But I did count them honestly. And I can remember 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, pulling these weeds. You know, that was a candy bar maybe or something. This insect's name also, or can, this insect's name can also mean an extrovert or a swimming move. The answer, butterfly, butterfly. A butterfly is the insect's name, and a butterfly or a social butterfly is an extrovert, and the swimming move is the swimming stroke, known as the butterfly. And I see that Jess was able to come up with the correct answer, too. And we now go to the rather dusty catalog here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Take you back a little bit with the not-so-elusive Bob Lind.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Anybody else having a few flashbacks?
Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive.
Bob Lynn is his name. And in 1966, that was a transatlantic hit, reaching number 5 on both the U.S. and U.K. charts. He's still alive. He is 82. And in addition to his work as a singer-songwriter, whose songs mostly were covered by other people, he wrote plays and novels. His songs include Cheryl's Going Home, covered by Adam Faith, The Blues Project, and Sonny and Cher. And his compositions overall have been covered by over 200 artists. I'm sure that song has been covered by many, but Richie Havens, Dolly Parton, Hoyt Axton, Johnny Mathis, and many others. Covering songs by Bob Lynn. He was also a staff writer at the Weekly World News and at The Sun. And a longtime friend of Arlo Guthrie, Bob Lynn and the Elusive Butterfly. If you feel like rooting for the underdog, and I hope you do, this song is going to give you a chance to do just that. Even if you know how it's going to turn out, it's well written and well sung by a woman named Tracy Newman, and here she is at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 17 legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears in this trial by fire. The boy who mans the wall. Waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor.
resist. She tries to help him, but the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away. I guess the egg man is the owner, or the father of this awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of the sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back with tears. Ain't it time to fire? A waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee, it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, "Do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em. We can serve 'em. And I always knew he had the gift in him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but there'll be no firing. And we're all admiring. And he's all
Tracy Newman and the Replacements with Sweet Song and even sweeter ending of The Waffle Boy, the name of the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square on the north side of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can listen through our own audio player, as well as find links for TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone number at 631-359-8728.
About what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But I start off